time signature is that in? Someone can send me a text message. It's tricky. Seriously, that's not an easy question. Lovely sounding guitar, though. Could be another bad summer for bushfires. In a country that's well used to frightening bad bushfire seasons, you of course remember Black Saturday just 3 years ago, 173 lives lost, 2,029 homes destroyed. The latest official bushfire outlook released this week warns of a large area of southern Australia stretching from the east to the west coast facing an above average fire potential this summer. What are these assessments really worth? How helpful are they in forewarning us of the most dangerous fires? And how about those fires that might take off and spread? These are some of the questions being examined in this week's annual conference of the Australasian Fire and Emergency Services and the Bushfire Cooperative Research Centre. And joining us from that conference, which is taking place in Perth, is Dr. Jeff Keepert, who's a research CRC, Bushfire CRC researcher from the Centre for Australian Weather and Climate Research at the Bureau of Meteorology. Jeff, thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
We know of this increased fire risk, and we know that that happens when it's hot and windy and particularly not very humid. We seem to be taken by surprise, though, at the severity of bushfires and how quickly they spread. Is that because we don't really understand them when it gets down to it?
I think it's partly that the situation's very complicated. So, and it's a bit like forecasting the weather, that sometimes we get it right, but there's always a bit of uncertainty in the problem. And sometimes that uncertainty means that things can go wrong, and when it's a disaster like a fire, they go very wrong very quickly. So the research, a lot of the research that is being presented at the conference is aimed at reducing the number of times that we don't get things quite right.
Right, well, clearly, yeah. I mean, that's certainly the aim. And what are the factors that feed into turning a bushfire into a fully blown disaster?
They can be very varied. I mean, it takes a lot of things to get a bad fire. You need to have favourable weather conditions. The fuel condition is important. Sometimes it can tip on whether the fire stays on the ground or gets up into the crowns of the trees. Sometimes it can depend on whether you get something like a wind change coming through can dramatically increase the fire activity, because a long narrow fire that's heading with the wind suddenly changes direction and it's got a broad fire front. So those sort of multifaceted multi-factors can suddenly send a fire that you think is under control and well behaved into a much more difficult beast.
The Black Saturday fires were interesting in that there were new fires starting a long way away from the main fire. What does that tell us? Like, what sort of conditions create that?
In Black Saturday, these are called spot fires, and they happen when burning embers, chunks of bark quite often, are pushed up in the convection column above the fire and travel a long way before they land. And if they happen to land in a spot which has got good fuels, then suddenly you've got another fire. On Black Saturday, that happened up to 30 kilometres away from the main fire, and is obviously a big problem for the firefighters, because suddenly there's fire all around them, or there's a fire a long way away where they didn't, they thought it still had some hours to get to that location. So what's favourable for that is you need a strong fire, but it's also the atmospheric conditions are important, which is one of the things that my research team at the Bureau of Meteorology have been looking at. Vertical structure of the atmosphere, the stability, how easy it is to move air up and down in the atmosphere can be very variable, and we've been trying to get a better handle on how you measure that and predict that, and then relate that back to fire behaviour eventually.
Right. So how then do we approach this long term? Like, what are the lessons we learn from all of those events, all the phenomena, the conditions that factored into that in developing firefighting policy that deals with the long-term issues, not just what's happening this summer?
One of the things we're doing long-term is trying to come up with a better fire danger rating system. The system we use in Australia at the moment dates back some decades, and it picks up some things that we know that are important. It picks up the hot, dry, windy type factor, and it picks up some matters relating to fuels. But it doesn't pick up things like wind changes, which can be very influential. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pick up things like the extent to which houses are in close proximity to bushland. it doesn't pick up things like the influence of stability in the atmosphere. So there's quite a large research program going on, big multidisciplinary program that's trying to pick up these factors and better produce a warning so that we can say, you know, tomorrow will be an extreme day or will be a very high day. The sort of things we want to avoid are saying that, you know, tomorrow will be high and it turns out to be extreme, because that's when people get the unrealistic expectation, and we don't necessarily have the crews as prepared as they might be.
Is there a way, though, of predicting where the fires are going to hit? I mean, I know you can map areas and you can say, well, this will be extreme and this won't, but how unpredictable is all this?
Some aspects of it are somewhat predictable. Some aspects are very hard to predict. One of the real tricky things in all of this is predicting ignition, because a fire can start for many reasons. It might start from arson, which is very hard to predict. It might start from lightning, which is somewhat easier to predict. Or it can just be started by an accident. Once you've got the fire started, their motion is somewhat predictable, but like all predictions, there are error bars on it, and you have to take account of that uncertainty in determining what your actions. And you know, one of the things that we're hoping to move to in the long term with the research program at the Bushfire CRC and the research program at the Bureau of Meteorology is better predicting the uncertainty, so that we don't just say we're expecting a certain thing to happen, but we're expecting a certain thing to happen with some error bars. You know, the fire might go 10 kilometres further, or the wind change might come through and push the fire in a different direction at this time, plus or minus an hour.
Yep, any decent high school science student can tell you the importance of estimating error very well. Thanks very much for your time, Jeff. All the best with your deliberations. It's a major issue that you're trying to confront, so I appreciate your efforts.
Oh, you're very welcome, Waleed.
Dr. Jeff Keppert, Bushfire CRC researcher from the Centre for Australian Weather and Climate Research at the Bureau of Meteorology. It's 7:26. If you're in WA, 7:26.